Gage, how's it going? I'm just wondering... Oh, shoot, I forgot.
You're probably in Tahiti this weekend.
Anyways, I was wondering if I could borrow your VCR. The record button's busted on mine, and I haven't had a chance to get it fixed. And, hey, if you manage to, do this for me, I might just forgive you for beating me on Asteroids last week. Remember? Jerry's Arcade? Heh, thought you'd think I wouldn't see that. No, I saw that, and I will beat you fair and square. So call me. I'm at home. Thanks. Bye.
PM. PM.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. If you could give me a call back at 1-888-123-9642,
that'd be appreciated. Goodbye.
PM. PM.
Hello, this is 929-299-1269. Mm-hmm. Open VoIP on and on radio. Thank you for running this ComDial phone system at Vintage Computer Festival East 2022. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun, and the Hunt Group is magical for your answering machine. So we're going to try another one. Thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he said he's going to keep the phone switch up after hours, so
yeah.
It might be cool to this evening on Open VoIP to call the conference bridge and just have it linked up.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give him some audio. I don't know.
Bruce, more moody.
Yeah. Moody Bruce. I don't know if... for some reason, music over VoIP just gets totally destroyed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, at least with voice, when packets get out of sequence, at least when they get out of sequence, you can kind of understand what the other human is saying, but if you do a stream of audio or music over VoIP and it's like packets are just slightly out of order, it's like, what the heck am I listening to?
It's like, is someone running a dishwasher?
How can we get back to the main menu? Let's try star. I think we just have to hang up and redial. We will do that. Sorry to leave such a long message.
PM.
Call me back!
PM.
Yeah.
PM.
Are we going to be in trouble doing this?
I don't think so.
4,111.
7. 1.
Oh, there you go.
1. 7.
Oh, just 2.
0. 8. 4.
7. 3. Ooh, what was that? That's like a...
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 1163.
1163. What is that code?
It's the number for the message.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Let's see. Oh, due to emergency. Let's listen to that one. That one's always fun. We're still recording a message.
Due to an emergency condition, we are operating with a reduced staff, and if you stay on the line, you may experience a delay. You may find it more convenient to call us back at another time for assistance.
Okay. That's Bell Atlantic.
Thank you for calling Bell Atlantic.
Bell Atlantic.
Due to an emergency condition, we are operating with a
reduced staff. Are they all related, like Bell Canada, Bell Atlantic?
You may find it more convenient to call us back at another time for assistance.
Companies.
They're remnants of the Bell.
Thank you for calling Bell Atlantic.
Sure,
due to an emergency condition, we are operating with a reduced...
Well, we won't take up your time then. Anyways, Snowdusk. You were trying to find Libby's laptop.
Yeah, apparently it's a 720C, so that's more advanced.
720C?
Yeah. I don't think she had a trackpad. I thought it was like a ball, a natural ball.
I'll have to spin up the laser disc and watch it tonight.
You know, every time I go to the thrift shop, I'm actually always looking for a hacker's VHS tape.
Oh, okay.
Because
they're
like so expensive on eBay.
They are.
It's crazy. Why?
They are.
Like this phone that I just got today.
That's a very nice looking phone.
I know. It's like from the 80s. And Etsy, I saw the Etsy website, it's like 150 Canadian. Mm-hmm. And I only got it for $4.
Everyone wants to be richer nowadays.
I'm using it now. It's so clear, the sound. And it's so heavy. Like, you know, the handset is heavy. I like handsets that are heavy. You know, I don't like light handsets. It's just weird. I don't know why.
did you say it was a PowerBook Duo 280C?
No, they said, this site's saying, it's actually Quora, 720C.
Oh, okay. Starring the computer is reporting that it's a PowerBook Duo 280C.
Okay, that's actually, sounds more right.
Yeah.
Yeah. To what is it, 280C?
Yeah.
Okay, this sounds more right. Than the other one.
That's the one I have. I got it for free.
Really?
Yeah, it was It was in the free pile at a Vintage Computer Festival.
Oh, wow. There's a free pile in a Vintage Computer Festival?
Usually.
That is so awesome.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
It's, the screen has a defect, though, but otherwise it, you know, boots up and...
But you can fix it. You can fix anything. SMG.
I'd have to replace the screen because it's damaged.
Oh,
it's damaged.
It looks so good. I'm looking at the 280C now on the web.
You know what? It's not that interesting.
No.
Yeah.
And they make it like they made it very like kind of like powerful on the movie.
I think they doctored it up in the movie, up Joey's 2GS.
Yeah, it was like nice graphics.
Uh-huh.
It's probably just System 6.
I don't know. What does a 2GS run? Does it run Apple DOS or something?
Oh, actually, let's take a look.
You should find
2GS,
out.
Yes, you're right, right. Because
yeah, it's
not a Mac.
Looking. Yes.
Right.
Apple DOS or Pro DOS.
Oh,
right.
But on the movie, it's like a Mac.
Well, the 2GS had a GUI that was similar.
Yeah, it was graphical, and also it had sort of disk stack kind of thing that you could get stacked to
disk
drives
on
top
of the movie.
It.
Yeah, you're right.
Off of it.
Yeah, it looks more like an Atari. an Atari computer operating system.
Are we still leaving a message on a random...
Oh, I think we are.
Man, I can't believe we left a really long voicemail for that insurance company.
That was like 10 minutes or more.
Yeah, I know.
I
hope they enjoy it.
Like, yeah, so well, your answering machine is a conference bridge. Enjoy.
It's actually kind of a funny idea.
It's so funny.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Who are these random kids calling?
Yeah, I know.
Calling our phone system. I just got this... Well, you know what would be funny? Because, like, the thing that happens with voicemail now is that it's not that they have to call the voicemail system and listen to it. It actually mails them a WAVE file.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So they're
like, what the heck is this?
Get, like, a 200 meg WAVE file in their mailbox.
That's right. My phone is set up like that. So I can...
when is the Hackers Day? Isn't that coming up for watching the film Hackers?
Let's Google.
Yeah, the watch party.
Hackers 95 film anniversary. Let's take a look.
Do we miss it? It was in March, isn't it?
Okay.
I always miss it.
It says here. Wait, where is it now? Released. When? Release date, September 15th, 1995.
Oh, okay, so it's in September.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, 95.
There are six.
I didn't even have, like, a proper... I did have a computer back then, but it was, like, an old, like, a Performa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I only got my first, like, actual usable computer in 96.
Performance were usable.
It's actually usable.
About?
Yeah, I know. It's usable at that time. Actually, you're right. But it's just because, like, everybody else surrounding me had Windows, and then every time I had to, like, exchange files, I had to, like, convert the files to, you know. Anyway.
Oh, you want to know something really cool? So I in their searches for this hacker thing, I was looking and I found, like, this post that someone made and saying, here's a picture of a replica Kate Libby laptop I made. He posted it, or they posted it on Google+. And so I just clicked the link and it says, Google+ is no longer available for consumer, personal, and brand accounts. And I think since December 2018, and that's the whole thing. It goes back to Google has no frickin' integrity, you know?
Because
you think about, like, a place like SDF that's been around for 35 years, I mean, it just makes you think, like, if Google can just, like, spin up a thing and millions of people use it, and then they just suddenly take
discard
it away.
Yep.
I mean,
sure,
it was free. You know?
You got what you paid for.
Yeah.
You came from nothing and returned to nothing.
Could it be on archive.org? No? It won't be archived?
Oh, it's the Wayback Machine? I don't think
Google
so.
Has weird linking, so maybe not, but you never know.
Well, I'll try it. But it would probably be the case where Google's redirection would just kind of clobber it.
Yeah.
Yep,
so unless they're actually targeting in the after the shutdown announcement,
Wayback Machine.
Google Plus sites.
Yeah. No, this is targeting the person's account. The URL I have is actually their URL for their account with their short link for their post. But it just says...
Yeah, the redirector's gone, so...
Wayback Machine has not archived that URL.
Yep.
So, anyways, that's disgusting. Sorry.
Yeah.
We're still leaving a message for the voicemail.
it's even better when they, like, buy somebody else's product, embrace it, and then destroy it.
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
Well, I mean, and then the other thing, too, is that the number of people that use Google Plus or whatever the heck the service was just completely, dwarfs the entire existence of SDF. data-wise and user-wise, and it's like still they pulled the plug on it and left all those people out in the cold.
I don't even know what Google Plus is.
It was Google's attempt at a social media platform.
Now I remember.
Community.
Yeah, now I remember. Mm-hmm.
So they built it. A community grew around it, and they figured that they were spending too much money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so rather than do what the community wanted to do, like say, hey, do you guys want to make this really work? Well, here's a model, and we can
spin this off. Right. Well, I mean, the idea of Google is, like, they'll build it, and, you know, it may cost them some money, but it's not really about the money. It's about whether or not they could redirect enough hits on the site to generate enough ad revenue to basically consider it a worthwhile endeavor. And
sure.
The question is, no one has access to any of that information, so it's like...
But the right thing they should have done is at least done like an incubator thing and then spun it off and let it try to actually get somewhere on its own,
right,
and then die on its own rather than them
Wasn't there some effort at one point about trying to, for archive.org to actually go after some of these companies to kind of preserve redirector links and things like that at one point? I wonder if it went anywhere.
I don't know. I'm more interested in the community aspect rather than exactly what they produce.
Right, rather than archaeology, you know.
Yeah.
You'd rather have a living community than collect the remnants of the dead one.
Right, and then people lamenting it, you know, just going online and reminiscing about how great Google Plus was, you know. And they do that.
Some people that really thought that was a up and coming and worthwhile.
Yeah, that kind of
platform and build community out of it. And
yeah, right. You killed your own community.
Yep. Well, they don't care about community. They just care about ad revenue ultimately. But yeah.
They even had like a VPS thing or like a mini shell. You could spin up a machine or something running Linux. Do you remember that was part of Google Plus?
No, I never really used Google Plus. It's just, you know.
Are we still leaving a message for somebody? Yeah, we are. I'll hang it.
Ten 47 p.m.